Last 10, Paul Rutter's here with you. Breakfast for a Saturday to kick off your weekend, kick off your Saturday morning across Thanet on FM. Also online and from your smart speaker, we are 107.8 Academy FM. Now, as always, guests and chats, that happens every single Saturday that I'm here. And this week has been Learning Disabilities Week. And yesterday, I was fortunate enough to be able to speak to Fiona, Ben and Daniel. Now, Fiona is from East Kent Mencap, also so is Ben. Daniel from Canterbury Christchurch University, and they were talking to me about the work that both organisations have been doing, coming together during Learning Disabilities Week. Firstly, I asked Fiona what Learning Disability Week is.
Learning Disability Week is actually an annual event, and it runs from the 19th to the 25th of June every year. And the aim of the Learning Disability Week is to raise awareness about all of the wonderful things that people with learning disability can achieve. For example, within East Kent Mencap, some of our members are able to share all of the challenges that they've set themselves, reaching goals that they'd like to reach to, things like hobbies, sports activities, people having relationships, falling in love. And it's really about celebrating that and saying that actually, you know, whether we have a learning disability or not, we can still achieve all of the things that we want to. So it's kind of an opportunity to be able to educate people and get rid of the stigmas and stereotypes that people might have had in the past about people with a learning disability. So we found that obviously this week is the perfect time to share all of this news and about how important our work with Canterbury Christchurch University has been too.
Fiona, just tell me about the Gold Project, because this is really what it is. It is a project that East Kent Mencap are undertaking, and it's a large part of this week's activities, isn't it?
It is, yes, with the work that, like I say, we've done with Canterbury Christchurch University. So East Kent Mencap, we're a charity, 75 years this year, let me say. We support people with learning disabilities across East Kent to achieve the things that they want out of life. So that could be through choice, through support, and through opportunities. And within East Kent Mencap we have the GOLD project, and GOLD stands for Getting On With Learning Difficulties. It's a project that's funded by the National Lottery, and it is for people within the Thanet area at the moment who have a learning difficulty, and they receive less than 5 hours statutory support per week. So what we do is we offer social groups to people. We've been working in collaboration with local organisations, as we do with Canterbury Christchurch University, and we support individuals to access information that they need. It could be for something like housing or benefits or, you know, volunteer work, going into work. And again, those people wanting to support local organisations within communities, reducing isolation. And it's a service that is free to the people that access it, and those people otherwise wouldn't be able to access many services.
Daniel, you're here from Canterbury Christchurch University, and this is a great link, isn't it, between the two organisations?
It is, particularly during Learning Disability Week. Each year we have there's a particular theme to the week, and this year it's about myth busting. And one of the things that we're doing through this piece of work, through this partnership, is bringing people with learning disabilities into a university which, you know, by its very nature, excludes people based on educational attainment, so that we're able to have people with learning disabilities actually teach and train our health and care workforce to make sure that they are attuned to and be able to make adjustments to the way that they communicate with people with learning disabilities.
Now, Ben is joining us this morning. Now, Ben, you're a co-teacher at Canterbury and also a members representative for GOLD, so you're really one of the people that is bringing both East Kent Mencap and the Christchurch College University together for this project. What do you think has really been helpful to make the doctors, the nurses and the students work together for this week's activities?
I really enjoy getting people with experts with experience and nurses in training to be interacting. I feel like it gives me the confidence of going to the sessions and being part of the simulation nurse training with experts with experience and nurses in training, communicating and using the equipment for blood pressure pulse, temperature, and the expert experience explaining about their experience from autism, learning difficulties, and other disabilities. But if it's nurses or doctors become qualified doctors, if they never had this experience, and I came in a room, or a disability person came in, how would they react? How would they know how to help coping with the patient, making things clear and easy? And because of the simulation training, it gives them more confidence. They might be less anxious, nervous when meeting these people to provide the best service for all disability people.
So we just heard from Ben, who is co-teacher and also champion of the Gold Project. This is all part of the work of the East Kent MenCap. And Canterbury Christchurch University have been undertaken, actually, during the last week as well, during the Learning Disability Week. Now, Daniel Marsden is a senior lecturer and professional lead in learning disabilities. And Daniel, I asked him that this is a crucial part of the training for students, nursing students, and for healthcare students that are studying at Christchurch University.
I'm so crucial. The Health and Care Act last year stated that all health and care staff in practice, but also in training, will need mandatory learning disability and autism training. And, you know, I think one of the things that we really get out of the simulation sessions is getting people exposed to the fact that they need to make adjustments to these people's communication, perhaps the rhythm of people's communication, the amount of time that people might need to process information and be able to answer. You know, those things are really, really important. And not only are we going to need to do that with our nurses, as Ben and Fiona have talked about, but we're going to need to do that with our social workers, our psychologists, and all sorts of health and care professionals. We're going to need an army, experts by experience like Ben, who come and support the education and training with Canterbury Christchurch.
And this is really part of a larger project, isn't it, Daniel? There's plans for the future. So this is kind of a little bit in the starting phases, but there's more that's planned and more that's going to take place over the coming terms and coming year, I guess.
Very much so, very much so. The university have got plans for a lot of further work around this.
Fiona, for yourself, obviously the relationship here between the two entities, it's great to see that flourish and being used in such a productive way during this last week.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope you don't mind if I add in that this is not only beneficial to student nurses and doctors, and as will be through the health sector, but also from the experts by experience, the co-teachers and people with learning disabilities who actually have the opportunity to take part. Because lots of people feel that not only are they actually turning to be the person that's supporting as opposed to being supported, but our members, certainly within the Gold Project, we have a group of people who do attend and support with this training, and they're so proud. And they feel like they're heard, they feel that they're listened to. And the project of working together with the training actually ensures that people with a learning disability actually are really valued and carry on the work, certainly for us, for East Kent MenCap, that it's supported and they're listened to too, because it does make a difference when they do go to doctors and hospitals and things. And to say that, certainly personally, to say that I'm proud, as well as everybody at East Kent MenCap, is probably an understatement, because it's such a great working relationship that we have and our members have, that they absolutely feel valued and part of something bigger and the community even more than they normally would.
And Ben, I think we should have a final word with yourself, if that's okay, before we finish today. Just for you, as a real champion to this project, how does it make you feel that you're involved working with both East Kent MenCap and also Christchurch University together?
With East Kent MenCap, Canterbury Christchurch University, I felt like they listen to me and understand me. And if there was something on my mind, they would ask or call up and say, how can we make it more easier to explain how to educate, to get as much information out of me to make a difference. And I feel like that is great because I feel like I'm useful and I'm explaining to like my members at the Gold Project saying, please be part of this because this is very important for everybody who is hen, who has a disability.
Fiona, Ben, Daniel, thank you for joining me. And it sounds like it's been a very successful week this week. So well done to all involved.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. See ya.
Thank you very much to Ben, to Daniel and to Fiona. I was speaking to me yesterday about